This, say the Ukrainians, is the destruction of an arms depot. It's thought US-supplied HIMARS rockets were launched at the site in the Russian-controlled region of Kherson. The Ukrainians say 52 Russian soldiers were also killed, but the Moscow-backed authorities claim it was a fertilizer store and seven civilians have died. Al Jazeera cannot independently confirm either claim. Pictures taken in the daylight give some idea of the damage caused. The US has been rushing missile systems to Ukraine, believing they can help push back Russian forces. One US senator urged Congress to send more and send them quickly.
When people understandably ask about our support for Ukraine, our taxpayer-funded aid to the tune of billions of dollars, they deserve to know that their hard-earned taxpayer dollars are being spent wisely. In my view, that means spending it on weapons like HIMARS that are actually making a difference on the battlefield.
The Russians are believed to be in an operational pause in the east of the country, ready to push on and take the rest of the Donbas region. The pause is to restock, refuel and resupply, but that becomes much more difficult if the Ukrainians are able to target and successfully destroy ammunition dumps. Some analysts say the rocket system could significantly delay Russian progress. The Ukrainian president says he's glad to have them.
I want to thank the United States of America for its decision to provide Ukraine with a new $400 million defense assistance package. Additional HIMARS and other precision weapons allow us to take anti-terrorist steps. They allow us to reduce Russian strikes with their missiles on our people.
But the US believes the Russians are also restocking, turning to the Iranians for UAVs or unmanned drones.
Our information indicates that the Iranian government is preparing to provide Russia with up to several hundred UAVs, including weapons-capable UAVs, on an expedited timeline.
The US insists Moscow has failed in its main strategic objectives in Ukraine, but those in the east are bracing themselves for a major Russian offensive that could come in just days. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.